Hi, it's Mac McColgan here in Hurdyaboo. Heading again to the surgery for an appointment this morning, 9:10. It's now about 9:10. I just want to go over there and make sure I'm not late, and maybe I'll get Tina a wee bit earlier. Ha ha ha. But just doesn't seem that long since I was coming back from the surgery, or the clinic anyway, yesterday. Had my ears done, which failed, or at least half failed. But I'm heading back to the surgery this morning, and this all goes back to well over a week now, when I had that condition in my throat. And when I first visited the doctor, they said, that must be 10, 11, maybe 12 days ago, at least that. And he decided to take several blood samples, about 5 or 6, and also took a swab. And basically what happened was, about a week ago, I think, I got a message from the surgery to make an appointment to go and see the doctor. And it was regarding my initial visit. So, obviously the receptionist won't tell you what it's about. She did say to me, doctor has put a note here saying it's not urgent, but if you come back and see him. So, I'm actually going to see a different doctor. I'm actually going to see one of my favourite doctors this morning. And well, I'm basically hear what he's got to say. But since he said it wasn't urgent, I'm guessing he's just maybe going to tell me. But, well, I don't know. I'm just guessing, I suppose. It's always in your back of the mind, and back of your mind, I should say. It's always in the back of your mind that when they say it's not urgent, but it's still something you don't want to hear. It may actually just be a review of the blood tests and the swab. It may be just to tell me exactly what caused the issue. And but then again, it's just speculation on my behalf. So back to the docs again. Ah, well, everyone should be fine, I'm guessing. But who knows? Morning. But yes, I guess that's all I've got to say about this. I will speak again when I come out. I'll let you know what it was all about, Alfie. Seem to spend an awful lot of time the past couple of years in and out of the docks, the clinic, the hospital. And I've said before, I'm not complaining about that, because there's people out there a damn sight worse than me, and in fact, compared to some of the people who have to visit or hospital every week, or sometimes more than once a week, and with the illnesses they've got, I'm a picture of health, to be honest with you. So count my blessings, I guess. We'll see if I'm still in the same frame of mind when I come out the docks. And of course this morning, thinking about Stephen, my cousin Stephen, been in my mind. And I'm going to phone over and speak to, well, I usually get his wife. but she doesn't. She's going to be a bit wobbly, I'll put it to you that way, you know, in the head. And she, if you ask her a question, you know, about Stephen, she kind of laughs. She always did do laughing, but you never get sense. I don't mean she's doolally or anything like that, and that's a terrible phrase, I suppose. I shouldn't use her. But we've said that about Faith for long and weary, even before she started to go a wee bit wobbly, that she always appeared a bit doolally. But you never get sense out of her. So I'm going to phone over, and hopefully, what I might actually do is just phone Stephen's daughter, who I spoke to the other day there, and that's the one I've got all the sense and all the real news about Stephen. So I'll do that. Oh, my God, did you see the amount of bridge workers that's on this bridge? My goodness me, there must be 40 now, and trucks everywhere, and traffic being held up. And I'm getting flagged on to avoid the path. This is a new path then, is it?
Aye.
Thanks. I'll do that later. You're the only one that seems to be working, you see. Yeah.
It's alright, I'm going that way.
Yeah, guy's flagging me left, right and centre. Hold on, you've got a grand job. My God, you think they were building the new fourth road bridge with the amount of workers all standing there. I mean, honestly, there's about 10 of them all standing there with all the high-vis stuff and with their hands in their pockets. Nice guys, though. This is me trying to cross the actual road into the car park, the actual car park road. Oh, I'm going to get run over. You know, they would run you over, and I ain't joking about that. Goodness grief. Well, at least I'd be near the surgery, wouldn't I? Here we go, in through the automatic doors, into the tranquility of the doctor's practice. It's nice and warm in here. I can take my gloves off now. I had them on because of my white finger. They actually went white the other day, so I wasn't going to risk it this morning. But it's really cosy in here. Speak soon. Back again, out of the surgery after seeing the doc. Coming through the park from a different direction this time because I had to go and pick up a couple of messages up the town, and so I've come almost like a kind of loop, as it were. I'm back in the park heading instead of south to north, north to south. Doesn't matter, does it really? Just rambling. It's a beautiful morning. It still has that chilling air, but the skies have pretty much cleared, and I've got some beautiful sunshine this morning. Maran.
Yeah.
Lots of people out walking dogs, as usual. But the dogs. Well, I could whinge and say, well, that was a waste of time, and I could have done other things, because it was a As I said, it was a different doctor that done this morning that from the one that did the blood test, but that doesn't matter because it's all logged, as it were. And he's one of my favourite doctors. But after looking at the screen for a minute or two, he spun round and said to me, "Okay, so what can I do for you this morning?" I said, "No, what can you do for me?" And I explained the fact that I'd received a call to come back or to make an appointment to see the doc. Ah, I said, "Oh, okay." So we worked around the fact that probably the original doctor had just made a sort of a general appointment to maybe just run over all the blood tests and the swab test results and tell me how things were. And basically everyone's fine. The only thing that he did say was that my ESR was a bit high, but he reckoned that could have been down to my condition at the time that the test was done. And that most probably now that I've amended, as it were, that would be back down. But I've been asked to make an appointment for few days time, so I've got one for about 2 weeks time, I think. So the earliest I could get for another blood test, just to double check. Said the swab was fine, so nothing's showing up. which is very strange. You would think that they would actually nailed it down and said, here is what caused the problem. We reckon, or I reckon, this is what caused the problem. But no, nothing at all. Just your blood's fine, your iron's fine, which is a bit of a contradiction, because when I was in at the haematology in St. John's the other day, the consultant, Dr. Jones, said, your iron's just a wee bit low. What I'll do is I'll do a specific iron test from the bloods we took this morning and see how that is. And if it's okay, you won't hear from me. And if it's lower than we think is right, then you'll be coming in, you'll get a letter, and you'll be coming in to have this incredible test. Something down from the top, something up from the bottom. I don't know what it is, but it doesn't paint a pretty picture. So I'm hoping I don't get that letter. But it's quite ironic that the doctor's at surgery says the iron's fine. Oh my God, is my iron floating up and down on a daily basis? I don't know. So anyway, that's the results. And I'm happy with that, to be honest with you. Well, I've got to be happy with that, haven't I? I'm only glad that infection's cleared up. You know, my goodness me, that was bad. And you have to look at things on a positive side as well, you know. Negative side that I got the infection, positive side that I didn't take it this week when we're going away for a mini break. I just wouldn't have been up for it, you know. So a wee poodle here got something stuck to its fur. Hello, wee pal, how are you? Black and white poodles. People used to have quite a common thing here in Scotland, at least, was the black and white terriers, and people would have two terriers, and to have, you know, like the Cairn Terrier, or the Scotty, as we know them, and they'd have a black one and a white one. There's actually a famous whiskey out there, black and white, and that's what's on the front. A wee black doggy and a wee white doggy. How's that for getting off tangent, or getting off subject and away in a tangent? The strange thing was, in the surgery, I saw it at the corner of my eye while I was sitting waiting, listening to All One Word and others on audio view. I saw it at the corner of my eye, a figure approaching, and they kept coming, and I thought, oh, no, I'm going to sit down next to me. Now, I know that sounds antisocial, but I was just enjoying my audio. And when I had lifted my head, when it was obvious they were going to sit down right next to me in an almost vacant waiting room, it was a dear friend of my wife's, and mine's, I suppose, indirectly, Kate. And Kate was in to get her system checked. Apparently she was falling over. For no apparent reason. Which is a great concern, of course, because she's a childminder. So I can't have that, can you? So she's a wee bit concerned, although she's always upbeat, to be honest with you. You could chop Kate's legs off, she'd still be smiling. Well, once the pain had gone, anyway. So she's just such a lovely girl. But great concern. It just shows you, as I said, on the way over, you think you've got something bad. There's someone who's, well, part of their livelihood, anyway, could go if she's got something that's going to keep knocking her over. So there you go. Nothing really to report. There's a nice wee breeze getting up now. Definitely coming off the north. Morning. Definitely coming off the north, that one. But it's a beautiful... I said that this morning, thoughts, it's autumnal. It's extremely autumnal now. Well, look, there's a Vigilia. It's a Vigilia. And it's already going right over. Spirea, I think it. No, it's a Spirea. And it's crimson. It's crimson pink. Is it crimson red or crimson pink? But it is. It's stunning. You know, this time of the year, that's... Yeah, absolutely. Things are turning over quickly. It's just like the page in a book. We went, you know, turning a page in a book from summer to autumn in one fell swoop, one fast movement, and lost the heat that we'd built up in the summer. Well, there's Kate, so I better stop talking, because she will talk into this all day long. Sorry for cutting you off. cutting this off so quick. But I literally turned the corner there into the housing estate where Kate stays, and she was standing talking to another friend of ours, and obviously of Kate's, Kerry. And I think Kerry was getting the whole story from Kate about her condition and all those things. So I couldn't really record that because she was talking about personal things. She's just told me though that they reckon it's just been a combination of factors, and that she's probably going to be all right, but they're going to send her for, she's got an appointment for an ECG. I think she'll be fine. She'll be fine. Sure, she will. I think Kate just does too much, I'll be honest with you, because, you know, we know her lifestyle, and she just does far too much. She's never, as I say, she's never off the beat. She can be, you can see Kate, she's been away visiting someone at 9 o'clock at night, in the pouring rain, just walking back home, and she's just an incredible girl. So I hope all's well for her. Okay, that's me. Gotta stop now. Gotta stop now. Cheerio, bye.